The Last Play. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Today I'm going to contradict my commentary of last week, Who Will Step Up, to present that different point of view that exists about the outcome of an athletic event that was seemingly decided on the last play. What's prompting this was watching another young athlete lie motionless for minutes between the lines in the middle of the arena as the teams and the crowd disperse from an event that I was at just a few nights ago. You do this long enough and you see this take on many forms. No physical injury, mind you, but the imprint left behind of what, when put in its proper perspective, is truly a teachable moment if we would just let it be that. The sad thing is that we don't do it enough, and sometimes we make something which should only momentarily sting, like a shot at the doctor's office, evolve into a lifelong imprint that hurts again and again and again. But I've seen some teacher coaches at their absolute best in these moments, in full view for all to see, but yet in the most private, intimate setting ever imaginable, coaching up that young person, raising their spirits, wipe the tears away, get their dauber up, put their arm over their shoulder and walk them off the playing surface knowing they gave their all, their absolute best, and that they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. The perspective that we must have is that the game is the sum total of its parts. That shot, that spike, that pin that occurs midway through the game, it's every bit as important as if it were to occur at game's end. But however, that player and that play in the middle just seem to melt into the background. Yet, when it happens at the end, we overemphasize it, saying that it does determine life's winners, losers, and the like. We over-glorify one for as long as we can, and we throw the other under the bus as quick as we can and hope that it stays there. And yes, we do that with high school kids sometimes. Just visit with somebody 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and you'll know exactly what I mean. The ride home from Battle Creek Saturday night included a phone call to report an incredibly lopsided basketball score, 100-11, where if the caller was accurate, one team was keeping its starters and even the second string in the game that was already on a super running clock to begin the second half and was calling timeout at game's end in a quest to hit 100. Now sometimes, out-of-control games happen and you can't do anything about it. But if what the caller said was true, that would be one of the worst acts of sportsmanship I've ever heard of in my over 40 years of covering high school and college sports. Now, I don't want to hear the excuses of, hey, that's how we play and that kind of stuff. This is school sports. This is educational sports. There's no excuse for planning to make those kinds of outcomes happen. And finally, don't forget about all the great winter finals coverage continuing this week on MHSAA.tv with live streaming video of the girls' competitive cheer and individual wrestling finals. Your month pass is still good for this week's action and three more weeks of championships in five sports. It's been a well-publicized program that this is the first year of a subscription plan to watch MHSAA finals live in 20 sports. The underwriting, which previously supported the free streams, no longer existed. It was nice while it lasted, but it's not an entitlement, folks. So a subscription saved the day for people who can't get to the finals and are willing to keep the service going. We're happy to bring the games to you. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.